We're doing the Sedra Kabbalah. We're up to page Pei Aleph in the Mosad Erev Kook edition, page 129 in the Machon Ofek edition. And the famous works that were famous for their exceptional level when it comes to halachic ruling, Birosham, the first one, number one is Hilchot Rav Alfasizal, the halachos, the psak of the Rif. Open your Gemaras to the back, you see the Rif. It's printed in the back of every Gemara. The back of standard editions of the Gemara. And what the Rif basically does is he takes the Gemara and distills the halachos out of the Gemara. So it has the same shape. Some printers took a Rashi, unclear where they got this Rashi from our Gemara or whatever, because Rashi didn't write a commentary on the Rif. But they put it, it's very helpful, and then the Ran, Rabbeinu Nisim or Rabbeinu Yonah, is printed around the Rif on the outside. So the Rif, what he does is he distills the Talmud, and the Rif wrote on much of the Talmud. Im tziruf sefer hashlema sheosif v'eshlim alav rav gadol avi kol yoshevo el rav Rabbi Meshulam ben rav Rabbi Moshe alav shalom mibadrish, together with sefer hashlema, being that the Rif didn't really the Rif wrote shorthand. The Rif wrote in short. The Rif was Rabbi Yitzchak, who towards the end of his life had to exile to the city of Fez. That's why it's called Al-Fasi, from the city of Fez. So the Rabbi Meshulam, he compiled a work called Sefer HaShlama, which is a completion of the Rif. Aval pi sheyatza alav irer mitzad hachibur asher chiber alav harav hagadol Rabbi Zrachi Halevi Zal, hanikra Sefer HaMaor. And even though there was a young rabbi at the time, Rabbi Zrachia Halevi, who compiled the work, he called it Hama'ora Katan, the minor luminary, printed on the bottom of the Rif. And what he does is he argues on the Rif. The Baal HaMor almost always takes the Rif to task. And people were very upset at him because he was a young rabbi, but he was a huge Talmud Chacham. And he was fit for the job. The Ramban composed the whole work to fight back against the Baal HaMor. The Ramban appears at the bottom of the page also. His work is called Milchamot Hashem, the Wars of Hashem. He's fighting back, protecting the Rif against the attacks here. Milchamot Hashem, against the attacks of the Razo, Rashi Tevis Rabbeinu Zrachia Halevi, who compiled his work arguing against the Rif. So, even though the great rabbi, Rabbi Zrachia Halevi, compiled his work, Sefer Amor, Hineni Sadud V'Rab B'Sefer HaEzer, we find that the Rif was used as the foundation in the great work, Sefer HaEzer, Lechan Migdolei Mishpachtenu Rav HaGdol Rabbi Meir Bar Yitzhak Mi Trankat Laish, whatever country, whatever city that is. הוליכו אביו מקרקשונה לארץ פרוונצה, פרוונץ, לשנות עם רב הגדול הרעבד זן. He went there to learn with the Ra'avad. This great Rabbi Meir went to learn with the Ra'avad. There were a few Ra'avads. There were three Ra'avads. I'm not sure which one he's talking about. ונתעכב שם כל ימיו ונעשה לו תלמיד חבר עד ששלח לו פעם בספרו על עניין גט מאוחר שאיחר בו מחלוקת בין שניהם. This Rabbi Meir was learning by the Ra'avad so long that he became his equal, his disciple who became his equal, Talmid Chaver, to the point where at one point there was a machlokes between the Rebbe and the disciple, how you paskin on a certain get, that the date was written incorrectly in that get. V'Ra'avad katav elav kemekel b'chvodo, and the Ravid wrote his disciple as though he's not so respectful of him. Veshivlo, al yichpereni adoni b'shat adin ve'al yekal b'chvodi shimu yachid b'rabanim ani acharav yachid b'talmidim. So the student, Rabbi Meir, wrote back. He says, my master, when we come to argue, please don't deride me. Don't treat me so lightly, because although you are singular in the generations of rabbis, I am singular among the students. Meaning, I'm the next in line. You can't just knock me like that. וכל שאני מודה לרבינו ומסכים עמו, כל הרוצה להשיב יבוא וישיב, ואם אני חולק עמו, יודע מי שיודע, ושם עדיין המחלוקת במקומה עומדת. And he says, where I agreed to what you said, okay, whoever wants can answer what he wants. But if I disagree with you, So then, Yode Mishe Yoder, Yore Mishe Yore, and who says that that just because you taught me that the halacha is like you? Meaning maybe the two opinions are valid. The student wrote back to his rabbi. Then now, obviously, the student who learned by him for so many years didn't write that back if he wasn't on the level. To further elucidate this, I have to quote a story. One of the rabbis I merited to learn by, probably the one who taught me the most, was Rav Pesin Zatzal. And when he was a student in Rav Moshe Feinstein's yeshiva, MTJ, so they were putting out a pamphlet that the yeshiva was putting out with halachic responsa. And they asked him to address a question of if we recover a part of a Torah scroll that was burnt in the Holocaust, for example, could a shul take that piece of the Torah scroll and put it on display? Is that respectful to the Torah scroll to use it as a display? So he wrote a whole long response explaining why it was forbidden. And that was what he submitted. They asked him to respond to that question, and he submitted that to the Torah journal. They're about to publish it, and the publisher realizes there was a mistake. They had asked the same question of the Rosh Yeshiva of Moshe Feinstein, and he wrote a whole long response that was supposed to be printed in that journal, where he wrote it's mutter. So he took it to Rav Moshe, and he said, he said, okay, he went to Rav Pesin, and he said, we're not printing yours. The Rosh Yeshiva disagrees. So someone got wind of this. He took it to Rav Moshe, and he said, Rebbe, what do you say? So Rav Moshe sat down and read Rav Pesin's whole tshuva, and Rav Moshe said, print what he said too, because it's worth printing. I still hold by my opinion, but his opinion is also valid, and it should be printed. You stick his opinion in the journal too. So they printed both. Before Rav Shlomo Zalman was about to publish his psak on abortion, which in certain areas differed, wasn't about abortion, it was about brain death, I'm sorry, which in certain areas differed with Rav Moshe Feinstein. So he wrote the whole responsa, and then he sent it to Rav Moshe. He said, you're the Gadol Hador, I'm not going to publish a responsa disagreeing with you unless you tell me it's worth publishing. This is what I think, you tell me if I should publish it. And Rav Moshe told him, publish it. So Rav Moshe held his way. But that doesn't mean that the other opinion is not valid. We have to know that in halacha, although we can hold one way, we can respect other opinions as being valid as well.
The communities will be binding to one or another opinion?
That's a good question, which deserves a long answer. I don't think we could address it Thursday night. ואבו הוליד בן בדמותו כצלמו, ספרי למינו, הרב הגדול רבי נתן דה טרנקטליש. Now these people were big in his day. We don't have really so much that remains, but the son of this rabbi, just so we understand the giants we're talking about, the son of this Rabbi Meir, who he says was as big as Rabbi Meir was a disciple of the great Ravad. So his son Rabbi Natan was the rabbi of the Ramban. So just the Ramban's Rebbe's father is the student who's writing back to the Ravad. The Imo, and together with the Sefer HaEzer, Gamken Leze Ha'inyan Sefer HaMilchamot, the great work that I showed you, the Milchamos, La Rav HaGadol HaRamban MeGironda, the Ramban who was from the city of Gironda, ומבין כולם יראה לך אמת בפסק רוב התלמוד. And between these great works, you could figure out פסק, halacha, and most of the Talmud. And the truth is still today, most of our halacha, we go with the Rif, because the Rambam says that there are very few places where he disagrees with the Rif, and in most places the Shulchan Aruch goes with the Rambam, and the Rambam and the Rif are very, very close together. The Rambam says in his academy, he would teach Rif, that was the Gemara learning in his academy. That's a major part of halacha. You could know from learning that. With regard to everything you'd need in our times. And we'll pick up here. Be'ezrat Hashem, we'll pick up here tomorrow.